This is Akashwani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. First, the headlines. By-election to 28 Koridang Scheduled Tribe Assembly Constituency in Mokokchung, Nagaland, to be held on 9th April. Meghalaya Cabinet extends the term of current Garo Hills Autonomous District Council Executive Committee by 6 months. Manipur Assembly passes demands for grants worth over ₹2,528 crore. And Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnaik launches Business Transformation Program for Micro and Small Entrepreneurs. And now, the news in detail. The Election Commission has issued the gazette notification for the upcoming by-election to the 28 Koridang Scheduled Tribe Assembly Constituency in Mokokchung, Nagaland. Polling for the by-election will be held on 9th April and the counting of votes is scheduled for 4th May. The last date for filing nominations is 23rd of this month and scrutiny of nomination papers will take place on the 24th. Candidates will be allowed to withdraw their nominations till 26th of March. The Meghalaya State Cabinet yesterday approved a six-month extension of the term of the current Executive Committee of the Garo Hills Autonomous District Council, citing ongoing developments and the need to address issues concerning participation of non-tribals in the council elections. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma had presided over the Cabinet through video conference. Deputy Chief Minister in charge of District Council Affairs, Preston Tinsong, said the extension would allow adequate time for deliberation on possible amendments to existing electoral rules and to help members reach a consensus. Mr. Tinsong also stated that police would act strictly against individuals involved in recent clashes in the Garo Hills. Dharmanath Sangma was elected as the new chief executive member of the Garo Hills Autonomous District Council following the resignation of former CEM Albinush R. Marak yesterday. Mr. Sangma secured the support of a majority of members of the district council. Former CEM Albinush Marak stepped down shortly before a special session was convened to deliberate on a no-confidence motion against him. A new executive committee under Sangma's leadership has been formed in the GHADC. The Manipur Assembly has yesterday passed demands for grants worth over ₹2,528 crore for 7 different government departments for the fiscal year 2026-27. Leader of the House and Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh, who holds the finance portfolio, tabled 7 demands for grants for discussion and approval in the House. Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh informed the Manipur Assembly yesterday that he has directed the concerned deputy commissioners to assist families affected by the recent hailstorms. The concerned deputy commissioners have also directed to provide assistance to affected families at the earliest on humanitarian grounds. Replying to a cut motion raised by opposition Congress on the failure to effectively implement government health scheme, the Chief Minister stated that a departmental inquiry will be conducted to rectify the misconduct and the defaulters will be dealt with as per law. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnaik, launched the Business Transformation Program for Micro and Small Entrepreneurs at the State Banquet Hall in Itanagar. He called upon entrepreneurs to create productive assets in areas that contribute to the state's development. In a significant step towards strengthening preventive health care, the Human Papillomavirus HPV vaccination program was launched in the district hospital at Anini, Arunachal Pradesh. The vaccination drive program reflected the collective commitment of the district's health fraternity towards safeguarding the well-being of the community, an official said. Chief Minister Manik Shaha has said that the state government is committed to the development of people from all sections of society. The government aims to move forward in building a new Tripura by following the Prime Minister's call of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas. Mr. Shaha said this in course of his address at a function organized by the Tribal Welfare Department at Rabindra Shatabarshiki Bhavan in Agartala last evening. The event was held under the Chief Minister's Tribal Women Weavers Development Programme. Yarns were distributed among tribal women and prizes awarded to meritorious students from the tribal community. Chief Minister Manik Shah described the state budget for the financial year 2026-27 as a roadmap for building a Viksit Bharat and a Viksit Tripura by 2047. The budget provides strong impetus to several key sectors, including production, world-class infrastructure, healthcare, tourism, and emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence, he told the Assembly yesterday. The budget places special emphasis on rural development, women's empowerment, youth aspirations, and farmers' welfare. Nagaland will host the 9th Northeast Youth Festival from 18th March, which will be inaugurated by Governor Nandkishore Yadav on 18th March at the Chumukedima Football Stadium. Director of Youth Resources and Sports, Ketho Sito Sikhose, said, "The festival is a flagship initiative aimed at promoting national integration, cultural exchange, and youth engagement among the 8 northeastern states. The festival will be held under the theme Ashtalakshmi, celebrating 8 forces of youth and progress. Competitive events will include folk dance and song, declamation, one-act play, rock band, and instrumental guitar performances. Around 1,200 youth from across the Northeast are expected to participate in the festival, which will conclude on the 21st of March. A delegation of journalists from Nagaland embarked on a week-long media tour to Bihar yesterday. The tour is organized by the Press Information Bureau under the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. The media delegation will visit key government initiative project sites and important historical locations in Patna, Nalanda, Rajgir, and Bodh Gaya. The tour aims to provide Nagaland media with an opportunity to observe the implementation of government schemes, cover key programs of various ministries, interact with journalists from other regions, and gain insights into the socio-economic and cultural aspects of different states. The Pindeng Umyong Presbyterian Higher Secondary School at Mairang in the eastern West Khasi Hills district of Meghalaya concluded its Silver Jubilee celebration with a grand function yesterday. Meghalaya Education Minister Lakhmen Rimbui, who was the chief guest at the function, highlighted government initiatives to improve education, including support for teachers and rural schools. The education minister assured financial assistance of 5 lakh rupees for a new classroom in the school. A foundation stone for 2 new classrooms, funded under the CMSDF scheme, was unveiled, marking the opening of class 11 and 12 at the school. And before we wind up, another look at the headlines. By-election to 28 Koridang Scheduled Tribe Assembly constituency in Mokokchung, Nagaland, to be held on 9th April. Meghalaya Cabinet extends the term of current Garo Hills Autonomous District Council Executive Committee by 6 months. Manipur Assembly passes demands for grants worth over rupees 2,528 crores. And Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnaik launches business transformation program for micro and small entrepreneurs. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from All India Radio, Shillong. Have a nice day.